Listener Production. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Three Mexican nationals have been charged over the suspected murders of two Australian brothers who disappeared during a surfing trip. The bodies, believed to be of Jake and Callan Robinson, were found alongside their American friend in a well. A fourth body was found, but it is not linked to the case. Early investigations suggest it was an attempted robbery gone wrong, ruling out organised crime. A Queensland MP alleges she was drugged and sexually assaulted last weekend. Police are investigating Brittany Lauger's claims after hospital tests found a substance she didn't ingest. She says other women have contacted her with similar stories. The AFL boss has responded to claims the league is hypocritical on domestic violence. It's over Wayne Carey being inducted into the New South Wales Hall of Fame, despite Andrew Dillon blocking a move to have him elevated to legend status, and the prospect of Tarryn Thomas returning to footy.
I wouldn't conflate the two, and Wayne has been an incredible footballer, but I think there's a difference between the Hall of Fame and being a legend.
On 7 there, the average uni debt will shrink by $1,200 under changes to be unveiled in the upcoming federal budget. It will benefit more than 3 million students, and the move comes as Canberra is under pressure to ease cost of living pressure. And Victorian emergency volunteers are on standby as parts of New South Wales brace for possible flash flooding. Sydney is today expecting 50 mils to fall as a high pressure system moves on from Tasmania. Melbourne have handed Geelong their first loss of the season. Bailey Fritsch kicked a skitter in the final minutes to seal an 8-point victory. He has told Triple M it was risky.
Looking straight down the line, it was going through, and then it really had to bite in the last sort of two bounces, and lucky enough it bit and just snuck inside that goalpost, and it was nice to see it go through.
The Bombers held on to defeat the Eagles by a goal, and Jamari Ugal-Hagett has turned his back on rival interest to recommit to the Western Bulldogs for a further 2 years. Switching codes, and the Dolphins have sealed a gripping 28-26 win over the Cowboys in the Queensland Derby. Cody Nikorima steered the Finns as he set up four tries, while winger Jermaine Asako crossed three times. He has told Triple M they stuck to their game plan.
I think, you know, we spoke about all week about just winning the transitions, and we were a little bit off the pace last week against the Knights, and it was good to get the dub tonight.
And luckless Storm star Ryan Papenhuyzen is facing another injury setback after he failed to finish in their 2-point win over the Titans with an ankle concern.